This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. In an unprecedented move, the Colorado Republican Party has removed the El Paso County GOP chair from overseeing the county's upcoming party leadership elections. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
This latest round of conflict started when a group of high-profile Republicans from the Colorado Springs area objected to having their county chair, Vicky Tompkins, manage the reorganization process. They said they don't think she can conduct a free and fair election after butting heads with her numerous times in recent years. Tompkins has already filed a lawsuit accusing the Colorado GOP of meddling in local Republican controversies. Tompkins wants a court to put her back in charge of the leadership election in El Paso County later this month. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
Officials in six western states say they've agreed on key elements of a plan to dramatically cut the amount of water they use across the Colorado River Basin. CPR's Joe Wirtz reports.
Colorado is one of the states that signed on to key parts of a possible conservation plan, which was announced shortly before a federal deadline, to agree on cuts to help shore up water levels in two key reservoirs fed by the Colorado River, which has been depleted by drought, population growth, and climate change. The biggest user of the river's water, California, did not sign on to the approach. Water managers there will release their own plan. Federal officials say they will consider both when they issue new regulations in March. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Right now in Denver, it's 36 degrees with a few clouds. This is CPR News.